Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg, and JK, she's a lady, will aim to keep her perfect record intact with her biggest test of the season in the 2015 Fan Hanover, with elimination slated to take place Saturday night at Mohawk. And trainer Nancy Johansson joins us. Nancy, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you very much.
Now that JK She's a Lady is back at the races at three, you kind of wonder if there were any anxious moments bringing her back to the races, given her Horse of the Year and unblemished record?
No, you know, it's been pretty straightforward since she came back from turnout. We had a little bit of a tough winter, so, I mean, that made me a little worried once in a while, you know, because you didn't know how the weather was going to be when you made the schedule the night before. Is she going to be able to train, or is she not going to be able to train? But we got work into her that I'm happy with, and she's just come back super. So all systems go as far as that goes.
Very good. Any noticeable mental or physical differences in her form when she was turned out at two to now?
Well, she grew up a little bit and she filled out. She was always a good size filly last year, but she put a little bit more bulk on, which you like to see between the 2 and 3 year old season. And mentally, she's great mentally. She always has been very good mentally. She's very confident in herself now, which is, you know, one thing that you love to see in a racehorse. A confident racehorse is always tougher to beat.
Well, you know, I got to ask you about this because she qualified twice before her first start, and she won both rather efficiently. But that start at Tioga, some expected her to roll over those fillies with a lot more ease. And the qualifier after that likely made some people think that maybe she wasn't as good as you wanted her. Were there any issues with her in that race?
No, she was good. They paced, you know, the third quarter in 27 flat. She paced that third quarter in 26-2 when she was on the outside motoring first up. So there wasn't, you know, much more than just the way the race set up. She was, you know, perfect. He never pulled her earplugs or anything in that race. And as far as the qualifier coming back was because we needed another tightener going into the Fan Hanover. And, you know, unfortunately, when you have a filly that's won, you know, 13 races at that point, there aren't very many condition races that you could fit her in. And the only things on her stake schedule were Sire Stake at Buffalo, which wasn't, you know, a place that where we would take her to race, you know, going into a big race like that. So it was just, you know, out of desperation kind of where we needed to get a good mile into her and give her a little bit more of a race situation, as, you know, compared to maybe training her at home a quick mile. But she's just fantastic. He didn't pull her plugs in the qualifier either. She and Timmy was absolutely thrilled with her. So everything looks good going into Saturday's race.
Yeah, well, she seems to handle the first over grind no problem. Any concerns that she'll be in that position too often and it'll take its toll on her?
Well, obviously you don't like to be in that position, but the way that she's been racing, that's kind of the position she's ended up in. You know, everybody kind of wants to be on her back, so she kind of gets that role. But she likes that grind, and she likes her work, and she likes to do her work. And I think she gets a little bit of satisfaction when she comes up next to them and she puts them away and draws off on them. So, I mean, obviously it's not an ideal situation every week in and out, but as far as now, she's handled it. But she's very versatile. I think she could race on the front end or, you know, sit the tool or something like that would, you know, be perfect. I would love to be in that situation for once, but it is what it is, you know, as long as she's doing her work. So we're thrilled with that.
Now, over the winter, you brought back this two-year-old filly that swept Horse of the Year honors in North America. Did you get the amount of interest or coverage that you were expecting on her over that time?
I think so. I mean, people are always, you know, questioning, you know, what she's doing and what she's up to. More or not, social media, people contact me all the time, people that I don't even know, and ask me how she's doing and when she's racing, and that they look forward to seeing her and wish us good luck and stuff like that. So I think it's nice for the everyday fan to be able to reach out and find out how she's doing more on a personal level. And she's got her own Facebook page, so people go on her Facebook page and they write little comments and look at pictures of her on her everyday life, and I think it's been good.
So you're satisfied with the amount of coverage you've been getting with her. What are the plans for her this week?
She's going to train a little bit on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. And then she's going to ship to Canada on Thursday afternoon. And then on Friday morning, she'll jog a little bit up at Canada. And then Saturday. She'll just get turned out in the field a little bit in the morning, and then she'll be all set to go on Saturday night.
Have you had a chance to look at the draw yet? Any thoughts on that?
No, I haven't seen the draw. All I know is that there were 19 fillies entered.
Yeah. Who else are you bringing to the north to compete this weekend? I imagine Cruzado de la Noche is coming up for the Good Times of Limbs. Anyone else?
No, he wasn't staked for the Good Times. He's actually racing at Pennsylvania Fire Stake on Saturday night at Pocono Downs.
Okay.
We don't have anything else coming, just her.
So, well, that's...
her for this trip.
That's a pretty tall order, and we're delighted to know she's coming up. We look forward to seeing you here this weekend, Nancy. Thanks for taking the time, and all the best with her and the rest of your stable.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good one.